Yes, I'm going to record. I started recording.
Okay. So we will call to order the special meeting of White Salmon City Council, May 28th. Jan, do you want to take roll call?
Jason Hartman?
Here.
David Lindley?
Present.
Amy Martin? Ashley Post? Joe Turkowitz?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, and this meeting is for a specific business item, which is the 2019 annual report review. Jan, do you want to give an overview?
Right, so every year we have to file with the state auditor's office what is called an annual report. For some of you business people, you might be used to seeing a CAFRS, governmental accounting standards, budget reports that are filed with your boards or with other governments. We don't comply with governmental accounting standards. We're not required to. We're a cash basis entity. And so this annual report is prescribed by the state auditor's office. It includes the items that I listed there. The annual report includes a statement of fund resources and uses, basically what were our revenues and our expenditures, notes to the financial statements, and that's probably in many cases the meat of our financial report. Schedule 1 is more of our detail of revenues and expenditures. Schedule 6 is a new report. It's a summary of bank reconciliation. Schedule 9 is all of our long-term liabilities. Schedule 15 is our state financial assistance. And sometimes we'll have a Schedule 16, which is federal financial assistance. This year, we don't have any of that. Next year, we will have one related to our USDA loan and our public works budget. If we use a labor attorney, we have to report that information. It's my understanding there's a single legislature that likes to see that report, and so they have yet to remove it from this annual report. They're hoping that someday he will retire or not be reelected and they can stop putting that in here. Schedule 21 is our risk assumption. Basically, we belong to pools and all of that. What's interesting is when you look at this and you look at our line item report, the line item report shows a whole bunch of different funds. And those are called managerial funds or debt funds. And when Enron happened, the Governmental Accounting Board and a whole bunch of other people decided there wasn't a lot of transparency because Enron was using all those kinds of funds to hide their woes. And it was not clear by having all those different funds, you know, what the financial status was. So now we have to roll all of those managerial funds up into one fund. You know, basically we have our current expense fund. If we have special revenue funds, we can show those separately, which we have the street fund. We have an old bond fund. The Municipal Capital Improvement Fund is our real estate excise tax. The state requires us to show that separately. And we have what's called enterprise funds. We have two of those, our water fund and our wastewater fund. And then we also have what are called agency funds, which are the 600 numbers. Those are monies that the West District Court collects, sends to us, and then we turn around and send them to the state. Why? I don't know. It would make sense that West District Court could just send us directly to the state, but that's not how it works. What I do every year is I create these checks and balances to show you that all of the reports tie out, that, you know, our beginning balances from our ending balances from 2018, our beginning balances for 2019, and all the different reports, beginning and beginning match and ending match. And so that's what the little spreadsheets are for. This report is due May 31st. the state auditor's office is still praying for a Hail Mary that the governor will extend that deadline, either 30, 60, or 90 days. Most of us are just, you know, working to get it done, and we will upload it tomorrow or on Saturday to the annual, to the auditor's website and say it's done. I'm sure some of us, you know, if there's any errors, we'll just go through the audit and correct all of those. Schedule 6, you'll see that it says not for filing. That's kind of the worksheet. I have to go through this complicated process to get it uploaded onto the auditor site, so I didn't want to do that. It does show how's this line item called unreconciled variances. I don't consider that unreconciled variances because the debits and credits match. And typically what we have happen is an example in a bank reconciliation is we'll take in a deposit and it'll be $800, but the deposit was really for $600. So the bank shows the deposit as 800 and then they do a debit for the other, you know, 200. And so that's how the debits and credits get offset. So because they offset exactly, I'm not concerned about that variance. It'll iron itself out as they go through the bank recs. Other than that, if you've got any questions, I'm recommending that you authorize me to submit the annual report to the state auditor's office. Normally, I would meet with the budget committee and we would spend about 2 hours looking at the financial report, particularly going through the notes to financial statements where I show all the details to where that information comes from. Normally, I would have Stephanie do a review of that. I will probably still have Stephanie do a review. It's just going to be after I've already submitted it to the auditor's office. So I don't know if anyone has any questions.
If you did receive a time extension, is there anything you'd like to do with that additional time?
I would do the reviews that I would normally have done. Again, they would be somewhat challenging. I mean, that's been the argument as to why the auditor's office would like additional time is because they realize that we haven't been able to go through all of the paperwork and collect it and scan it and send it to, you know, different peer reviews. But we can make it work. We would just do a Zoom meeting. And David and Jason would learn about a lot of minutia.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Scott Clements is our public person, and he's used to, like, a lot of budget reports. And the first time I took him through it, he just about lost it. So I've tried to simplify it. I don't go in that deep level of detail anymore that I used to with the budget committee. I do more of that with Stephanie.
Nice. I don't have any questions.
And again, can we have a motion?
Just real quick, in the notes to the financial statements, if you didn't read through that, there is a section in there. It's called disclosures. And the auditor's office required that we put in this note about COVID-19, basically saying it's happening, and that we, it always seems kind of crazy that in a 2019 annual report, you're putting in a note about something that's happening currently. But that is something that both at GASPE level and at this level is something we have to do. So we just put that note in. And that's all I have.
Okay, can we have a motion to authorize the clerk treasurer to submit the 2019 annual report to the Washington State Auditor's Office?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Jason Hartman made the motion. Is there a second?
A second.
seconded by David Lindley. Any discussion? Okay, Jan, do you want to take a roll call vote?
Jason Harmon.
Aye.
David Lindley.
Aye.
Joe Turkowitz.
Aye.
Motion carries. And that is
okay. Having no other business, this meeting is adjourned.
See you.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, Jan. It looks like the city's website is down. I tried to pull up the packet.
I was just on it, but maybe that's because I don't know. I was able to download it. I'll check it, but I was just on there.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.